just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning. I'm looking at Rachel going, good morning.
And I had my mic down. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Okay, so today on Who Arted, we have painter, sculptor and installation artist Shannon Novak. He's chatting with us about his latest masterpiece, Symphony, a celebration of the freedom to be yourself in the workplace. So if you go down to, welcome Shannon.
Hey, good to be here.
Nice to have you. Your work looks amazing. If you go down to Britomart at the moment, you're likely to come across three colourful walkways sprouting out of the Westpac building overhead on Galway Street. Looking up, day or night, they're a welcome colour injection to the urban corridor. Walking through the walkways, however, is an all-encompassing, especially when the sun is bright outside and the colours swim into both your eyes and lungs, providing a most cathartic experience. So this is an aid of, it's commissioned by Westpac.
Yes.
But it's in celebration of the freedom to be yourself in the workplace, kind of aligned with Pride Week.
Yes.
The LGBT community has claimed the rainbow, but here you've not only claimed the rainbow, but all the hues within it, primarily in some purple hues and the others kind of blues.
Yeah.
Colour can have a significant physical effect on our body. What is the significance to you about the colours you've used to do this work?
Okay, yeah. The colours aren't actually all there. So there's the omission of the colour yellow.
Oh.
So if you look really carefully
and
spend a bit of time with it, no yellow. And that's kind of something that's been part of my practice for a long time. And that's kind of to do with my response to sound. So
so you see sound as a yellow colour?
No, actually the opposite. So I see yellow as silence.
Wow. And why? Okay, so before, listeners, just so you know, Shannon's also an incredibly talented piano player, and we've got one of his tracks that he's written to play a little bit further down, the track in the interview. So we will listen to that music. So you do play a lot, and I consider you like a concert. Well, are you a concert?
Oh, no.
I'm like so impressed by it. So why do you, tell us more about this, the colour yellow and why, how that became to become significant of silence.
Sure. So there's this thing called synesthesia, which you may or may not have heard about, and that's simply, it means that you kind of can see colours, or you can hear colours, or you can taste shapes, or it's a mixing of the senses. That's what it means. There's a cross-wiring between two senses that shouldn't really be talking to each other. And for me, well, it's different for everyone, but for me, I kind of experience sound as colours, and colour as sound, and shape as sound, and all these sorts of crossovers. And so when I'm kind of assigning colours and whatnot to a work, it's pretty much every colour except yellow, because yellow, I don't know why, but it just, like, for me, whenever I experience or see it or kind of meditate on that colour, it's just complete silence. And while all the rest of the colours are, they have a particular kind of sound.
I'm so fascinated by that. I love that crossover of senses. That's really exciting. Interestingly though, just as a side note, your microphone cover is yellow, and yet you are making quite a lot of noise. Anyway, so Westpac has commissioned this work for Pride Week, the key of which is to celebrate those who work hard to make the workplace a safe place for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people to be themselves.
Yes.
What are your personal experiences around this issue and the usual themes within your work as well?
Yeah, so the work kind of came from personal experience. So I have a part-time job in a corporate environment, and I've kind of been in that situation for quite a while now. And it's only really recently, I guess, that I've found or felt comfortable enough to talk about my sexuality with other people, kind of socialize it, make it a norm, I guess. And that's sort of out of a fear of, I guess, being bullied or being isolated in some way, or an irrational fear, I guess, but for many people, it's a reality.
Yeah.
In the larger corporates, it's kind of getting better.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's things like the rainbow tick, which is an industry standard type thing that organizations can apply for. They've got to meet a set of criteria.
Yeah.
To show that they're supporting LGBTI in the workplace.
Yeah.
Of which Westpac is one, for example. And so, yeah, the work I created is kind of reflecting where we are at this point in time in that area. So we've done a lot of good work in New Zealand with things like the Rainbow Tick, but we definitely have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it must be. It's hard if you can't just have a casual conversation with your colleagues at work about doing something with your partner and having to censor everything. And it is noticeable when you, and I freelance in a lot of big corporations as well, and it's noticeable when you're in a workspace and it's completely normal and it's not an issue because it's really nice.
It is,
And yeah, well, that would have been, I can imagine how that would have been quite hard. How did you bring up the commission with the bank? Because I know that with big institutional kind of corporations as well, sometimes you come up with a creative idea and want to activate it, and it can be very difficult. How did that go? Because well done, that's not an easy task.
Yeah, so it's really about, I guess with a lot of my works, it's just a feeling. So I'll be walking past a building or walking past a space and I'll have this kind of draw or desire to do something with that space. It doesn't happen all the time. And that happened with that space. So there's these three air bridges across Brito Mart. And it was just a sense of something needs to happen here. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go away. I'm going to draw it up and fire it at the right people and see what they think. And I kind of tied it around pride and my personal experience. I knew Westpac was supportive of that, and I knew that they were going to celebrate it in some way. So it was, a long shot. It's always a long shot.
Yeah.
You know, it's that old thing of, you know, you send something out, you probably get like 1-2% yeses back. And it was just that time where they said yes.
Yeah.
And they really liked the idea and, let's go with it.
That's totally awesome. And it's almost sort of semi-permanent because it's, how long are those covers have got about, is it 3 to 5 years?
So 5 to 7.
Oh, right.
The vinyl is transparent vinyl. And it lasts for 5 to 7 years. And what normally happens is they'll have a review sort of after 6 months to a year or 3 months or whatever, and just evaluate how it's going, how people feel about it in the building, because they have to live with it. I don't have to live with it all the time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the landlord of the building, they have to kind of be happy with it.
So you don't work down in that space down in, you do are located down in Brito Mart.
Yeah.
It's nice because there's one that's a pathway to the sea, and you've done that in the aqua colours, and it's like, so lovely.
Yeah, it's immersive, and it's an interactive work without having to use technology, because a lot of my work, you know, explore interaction with technology.
Yeah.
But it's nice sometimes to just think about, the analog and creating a work people can interact with without having to use some sort of device or whatever. You know, the colours play.
They activate it with the just being there, it comes alive.
Yeah.
You studied at Elam, you got your master's from Elam. Did you study into what kind of, they don't do disciplines there anymore, do they? Well, they're not in the same way.
Yeah, not really, eh? Yeah.
Okay, so you're incredibly prolific. I've been going through your website and everywhere you've been in lots of books, and you've also like lectured at Parsons School of Fine Art in New York. It's like really amazing, and your skilled piano playing is kind of blowing my mind as well. So you just write when you're writing music, so you see colours as well when you're writing, like the sound of the tui, which is one we're going to play in a second.
All right. Yeah.
It's about 2 minutes long. It really helped me kind of tune into your work even more, because you really get the sense of space and timing.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're writing music, do you see colours? How's that process for you?
It can be either way, really. So when writing music, it's usually just ruminating on or focusing on a particular subject. So that could be an object, a person, a thing, a place. And then the music sort of just arrives, I guess, and it builds on top of each other, I guess. And then the visuals, I guess, kind of happen at the same time, but I don't really take note of it until after I've created the piece of music. Once I've created the piece of music, then, yeah, I go back, reflect, and draw visuals from there and maybe create a painting or something for that piece of music.
All right, we'll give it a listen now. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Cool.
That's beautiful. Have you, you know, you have you done any cinematic scores or anything like that?
No, no, no.
You would be really good at that. You yeah. would actually be really good because you could watch the visual and yeah. and feed off it
totally.
And write music.
Totally.
And that's
yeah.
what David Lynch did with Twin Peaks initially. He sat down with, totally can't pronounce the guy's name, but the composer who did all that.
Yeah.
And they wrote together, and then that helped inspire, I think, some of the visuals around the story of that,
oh, nice.
Which is cool.
Nice.
Okay, so where can people find your music?
On my website. So, yeah, there's a link on there.
So, and that is?
Just my name, so www.shannonnovak.com.
Perfect, and also on SoundCloud. Bandcamp. No, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Yeah.
You can
get it
through there.
All links off the site. Yeah,
yeah, it's a very good website, actually.
Yep.
So before we go, you've been involved in the grassroots awareness campaign around
yes.
saving the Auckland Art
yes.
Gallery.
Yes.
How did you become involved in this?
I just couldn't help it. I mean, I heard about it and I had to be involved. I mean, it's just, you know, as an artist, you have to be aware of, you know, the wider art world that you're operating in. And if something's not right or something's not healthy, something's falling down, you stand up, you get up, and you go and try and make it better again.
You
know?
Totally do, yep.
And that was the case with this. I heard about it, I was like, right, got to do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yep. I've got some skills. see what I can do and volunteer those skills.
That's awesome. In light of Phil Gough's budget increase, and the campaign has organised a party outside the Auckland Art Gallery tomorrow from 12 o'clock to say thanks to Phil and the council and to celebrate. There will be food and drink. Now, what is so can you give us an update on where things are at with this budget increase and where to from here with Save the Gallery and what people should do to stay informed about it?
Right. Yeah, sure. So it's a really generous offer and we're really thankful and grateful for that offer. So now it's just about ensuring that that commitment goes through. And in order to do that, you know, we have to kind of still show our support as supporters of the gallery and ensure that that is taken over into budget. So we need to still convince councillors that to kind of all pull together and go, yes, this is a good idea, let's pass this. Mm. So yeah, tomorrow, if you can just turn up at any time, I think it's between 12 and 5.30 outside the Auckland Art Gallery to sign a scroll. That scroll will then be presented later to council, just showing our support. And in terms of any other actions going forward, just go to the Save Our Gallery website and just put your email address in there and register. And the website, I guess, or the group of us will make sure that we put out any notes to you as to what happened next.
Okay.
Like writing letters or whatever to council.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've got a feeling once we get, you know, once all this gets underway with the gallery, that hopefully we can push harder to actually get the arts and the culture funding like just fully back up to where it should be and so that it can grow and expand
that's
and not just survive.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's what we've got time for today. So thanks so much for coming in, Shannon. It's
no
been
problem.
Just an absolute pleasure. If you're down in Takuti Square in Britomart, go check out the Galway Street Installation Symphony. You'll be able to see it from outside. If you'd like to see more of Shannon's work, go to shannonnovak.com. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N-N-O-V-A-K. And or otherwise, if you want to check out what else is going on around with Auckland Pride Week, go to aucklandpride.org.nz.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.